One moment here. His name is John.
Thank you for holding. Is this Tom?
This is Tom. This is John in California.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
So, John, I'm doing fantastic. How you doing?
It's been a good day. I'm blessed and highly favored, man. It's 75 degrees and sunny outside.
Every day is a good day. See, yes, we're different already. You know what I'm looking forward to? 20 below zero to ride snowmobiles for about 8,000 miles this summer up in Canada. literally for a solid month. That's what we're gonna do. From
that
one place
beautiful.
To the next.
Yeah,
it's gonna
fun.
Be awesome.
That's your plan.
That's the plan for the month of February. We're going to be in Canada for an entire month, and then at the end of February, we're going off to Yellowstone again.
Oh, Yellowstone. One of my colleagues here, she went there. They rode motorcycles from California all the way to Yellowstone.
We ride bikes too, but this time of year, we're mostly working.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, I mean, I know I'm a number in your computer screen. You know, how you guys found me, I have no idea. And I answered the phone because I thought it was somebody local calling me.
Yeah.
So I live in Andover, Maine.
I know.
50-mile radius out Andover, Maine. What's it going to cost me? I mean, I don't want to stay on the phone for 15 minutes, to be honest with you. I've already expired my... I'm just one of these guys. I got to move fast and... You know, I'm one of many. If it doesn't happen real quick, I'm gone. So what's, what does it cost me to have my name come up? I mean, you guys, what makes you guys make me better than somebody else on Google besides me paying more money? Because that's what the whole thing's about, dollar bills.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it's all about. Red Oak Forestry is only up there because he's paying to be up there. It's not because he's better than you. So
God. You have... Red Oak, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, those guys, if somebody's looking for the cheapest guys around, that's who they call. And I'm telling you, these guys work for next to nothing. It blows me away.
Yeah.
I just bid something at $6,000, they did it for $1,500.
Jesus. Talk about undercutting.
Well, you know, he doesn't know what my bid was, but all I know, yeah, I mean, it's about four miles from here.
Well, why don't we use his tactics, okay? So look, he's paying $499 on a month-to-month basis to cover Oxford County and surrounding areas. It's about a 50-mile radius. I can put you on the same campaign. I'll reduce the price to $299, though, and I'll include a website for you too.
Who am I speaking with?
John. I'm the director here.
John, I'm sorry. John, you know what? I answered the phone once. You got my attention because I would like to undercut Red Oak. Because he's right in my neighborhood. But a visitor just pulled in a driveway that I haven't seen for a while, and I definitely want to talk to this guy. Can you give me a buzz back in, I don't know, 30 minutes? And I'm going to answer the phone.
Well, usually what happens when a spot opens up, these guys jump on a list of you guys, and then they call out until we fill the spot. If it's something you want to give a shot, I mean, it's month to month. You're only committing to 30 days at $299. I could have you off the phone in like 2 to 3 minutes, but I'd have to circle back for a client interview either later today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, $300 ain't going to kill me, obviously. So what,
yeah, we'll make it back on the first job.
Mm-hmm. You make it back in 15 minutes. What?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I pay you guys $299, right?
Yep.
I pay you guys $299, and what? Just define what that'll get me for me versus Red Oak.
Yeah. So you'll be on the first page of the search results. You're going to be even with Red Oak. So you guys will be found first. But it's for people who are typing in tree services or the services you provide specifically. Most people don't know your business exists. So that's the X factor in our service. We're catching people who are actually looking for just what you do and then having you show up top recommended for that service. Right, so you'll be up there with them. You'll have a custom website design. We're going to have to build up your reviews, but we'll make the website look better. We'll give your Facebook page a boost. Being a Google certified company adds a lot of credibility. You know, they have this advanced verification that they do. It gives people peace of mind when they're considering hiring you for a job. So that's an X factor. But we're also putting you on Bing. You're going to have Amazon Alexa voice search results if they're searching on an Amazon Alexa device. you're on the mobile platform for people searching on iPhones, Androids, and tablets, you know, and then there's 60 other directories that you get submitted to, things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, just to name a few. You can get potential prospects from all those platforms too. But 90% of your calls are going to come from Google. That's just what everybody uses.
Yeah, yeah, I do that all the time. I press Google search and whammo, aluminum underbody toolboxes, and that's
yeah.
what comes up.
It's no different aluminum for you than anybody else, you know.
I hear.
None of them seeing you right now to all of them seeing you. So, you know, it'll justify
so why,
itself
why,
with
why,
clients.
Why are they going to see me instead of Red Oak? Are they going to see us both and then they make a choice?
Yeah, they'll see you both.
They call
they'll
Red Oak out.
Let me just say this.
They'll call Red Oak out for an estimate. He pulls up. They look at the vehicle. I pull up. They look at the vehicle. They look at the personality. And then they choose from there, correct?
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, you got to have the phone call first and show up in their search results first to even get the appointment or opportunity to show up.
Of course, we're getting those appointments, those phone calls.
Yeah, so we're bringing the phone calls in. You know, if you got to sell them from there. You know, not everybody
is just looking for the cheapest rate.
Some people want quality.
You're exactly right. I think you misunderstood what I said. Let me just say. So, are they going to see me before Red Oak? Are they going to? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, it's like a level playing field, to be honest. It would just be you and them, and then there's a little map that pops up showing you. If you're closer to them, you'll show up in front of him. If he's closer to them, then he'll show up in front of you. So we give them the top options, and then we also try to give them, like, the closest one to them.
When you say closer, what does that mean? I mean, I know exactly where this guy goes to bed at night. I know where he sleeps. I know where he keeps
right.
his equipment.
Right. So if I'm a customer and I go on Google and I'm his next door neighbor and I look for tree services, he's going to show up
yeah.
for me on my computer screen above Watson Tree Service.
What?
If
why?
I,
is what I'm just saying
I'm next, because the search
because
engine will have
alphabetical
the,
order.
No, it's not alphabetical order. It's the search engine. It's not Yellow Pages, right? That was when they did it alphabetical order. The search engine is designed to give them the top recommended and trusted companies that are verified, right? So that's what we're going to be doing.
Yep,
you're going to be one
yep.
of those guys. And then the next thing that they do is try to help the customer find the one that's closest to them. Now, if the customer wants to continue to search further, they'll make some phone calls and maybe they'll try to go into like pricing, things like that. Or maybe they'll look at your website, look at your reviews. We want to make sure all those factors are in there so that way you have just as much opportunity. We don't want you missing out on any opportunities.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find me through my Facebook ad, which is
no,
already
actually,
in sale?
We'll give that a boost.
I mean,
too.
You're in California. I'm in Maine. We're coast to coast.
Yeah, but
how did you find me specifically?
The Google headquarters is here. Everything Google is here in California. So anything that's listed on the Google headquarter or on the Google site, the search engine, we have access to. So all background screenings, all information on your company online. Pretty much when a spot opens up, they just go through these companies and they look at, okay, like length of time in business, reviews that you have, things like that. And then they'll decide if they want to put you on the list of potential qualified clients for these placements. So that's what happened. They qualified you for it. They send it over to my reps, like the one you were talking to in the beginning of the call, and then those guys, they just kind of go down the list until we fill the spot. We'll let you solicit that space as long as, you know, you keep getting good reviews and nothing crazy is happening.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, yeah, $300 is no big deal. So what will you do for that? It's been a long day. I'm sitting out in
just
open a beer sitting on the edge of the truck. and a buddy just pulled up on his Harley, so that's why I wanted to talk to him. But
I hear
I'm interested. I'm interested. I mean, I got some expensive shit sitting in here in the driveway that I got payments on, and
yeah.
I'm always looking for more.
Well, this is the most profitable way to market a business for the last 15 years, especially somebody who's in a service-based industry. I mean, the only way your customers
yep,
are
yep.
really going to find you is if you show up when they're Googling. So
I agree
we'll
with
that.
Yeah, I'm
we'll
with you, man.
Solve that problem. That's exactly
yeah,
what it's going
to
do. It's $10 a day, and all your online listings are hosted, and we're building you a custom site. That's having a whole department of your business being handled without you having to hire somebody full-time in-house.
Yeah, I'm done having the full time female as a secretary, man.
well, you can
answer your
own phone.
I'm not giving away.
I'm not giving away another house. It's not happening.
I hear you.
Let me open the door. Hey, so, wow, all right.
What's so it's month to month, Tom. You don't have to commit to anything long term.
Yeah, John, that's my biggest, $300 is nothing. That's my biggest fear right now. Given some dude in California that I never met and never will meet, my card number, and me seeing this thing clicking in next month.
We have the same fears. I'm human too. You know what I mean? So I understand that.
So
and that's why I told you it's month to month, because I don't want you to feel like you're signing up for a year, like you're committing to paying $299 for the next 12 months. That's not what's going on. We're going 1 month at a time, and we know the only way we're going to get paid is if we make it work and you're getting paid. If you're not making money, we're not going to make money. So
you're right. You're absolutely right. Hang on 1 second. I'm getting my buddy a chair, man. He just cracked me open a nice cold. He just cracked me open a nice cold beer.
I know how that is.
Can do is bring him.
I don't have my beers until 6 o'clock usually, but I know how that is.
Well, I don't know what. Hey, well, but chair.
Chair.
This is rare that this is the guy I'm going snowmobiling with in Canada.
Nice. You guys known each other for a while?
Chris, how long have we known each other? Would you trust this guy in California for me to send him $300?
No.
Well, I'm a New York City racist.
That's all I got.
So I got somebody sitting down next to me. I shoot you the card. It's right in my wallet in the truck. So where are we going to see and where are we going to see it? Just please go through it with me. I'm interested.
Yeah, it's super easy. So if you just type in like tree services into Google right now, there's a map that pops up, and then you're going to get top recommended company right next to it. Right now it's just showing Red Oak Forestry, but you'll see a vacancy there. That's where we want to put Watson Tree Service.
All right, this guy's going to Google this right now. Google Tree Service right around here.
Yeah.
I want to see what you're saying. I just want to verify what you're saying.
Yeah. No, Google knows where you are. So if you just type in tree services, our tree service in his phone, he'll be able to see it on Google.
He's Googling. I want to see what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice shirt, by the way. You want a new shirt? Hey, I got a whole box of shirts.
This is what I bought when you and I went.
Oh, I found a Sea-Doo, by the way.
Tree service in my area.
You see the map that pops up right there?
He's in my area.
He's waiting.
Got Red Oak Forestry in this area. Got St. Helena Tree Care.
Ain't that a motherfucker? Red Oak pulled up first?
Mainly Trees Incorporated. Lovely logging trees and service. I said, give me a minute. You know, I'm always so quick, dude.
No, you're perfect. So, that's what he said. So,
no,
did I do good?
John,
yeah,
you're in California.
Yeah.
So how do I make that I come up before Red Oak?
You work with a Google partner. So these guys have an account with Google, just like what I'm offering you. It's a Google Places placement. So all that happened is they got a phone call like this one day, and they took the shot on it, and now they show up on your doorstep when your friend's looking for it, and not you.
I got plenty to do. So, all right, so what do we do here besides pay you money? What's the first step?
So I'm going to create.
The first step.
Yeah. Well, it's not. Well, it is, but it isn't. You're right. So I'm going to create your account, and then Google's going to verify it. So they're going to send you this postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there.
Okay.
And there's a 5-digit number I need on the back of that when it comes in. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days. Now and then, we're going to do a client interview. So I need to set up a time where either later today or tomorrow, I'll have one of my colleagues here contact you, and they're going to interview you on all the services you offer, the area that you cover, and how you want your website to look, right? So it's like a set questions, really easy. We just walk you through it, make sure the website looks how you want it to look, and we're representing you properly. This way, all the calls that you get are qualified. We know they were looking up a service you provide in your area, you know, and that's the only way they're getting their number. So by the time they contact you, you know it's not BS. It's a real potential customer there, okay?
All right, let me ask you this question. Right now, yes, I'm a Maine State arborist. My license is currently expired. I have to retake the test again.
Okay.
Do I have to be licensed right now at this very second to do this?
No, but they say that if we run into that, that you got to give us like a verbal that you're at least going to try to get it done, you know?
Right. Hell yeah. There's three of us. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do it, of course.
We're going to want it. But there are other things you can advance into later. Like if you want to do Google Ads, and like let's say you want to cover more than just this area, and you want to do like a bigger campaign, then we're going to need that license. That would definitely hold us up later.
Absolutely.
But right now, that won't hold us up.
Yeah, okay. I just don't want to pay you the money and then you say you can't do it. Because
I would tell you no anyway. My job isn't based off of the sales. You know, I get paid the same whether you sign up or not. So I would just tell you straight out, if I can't help you, I can't help you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the next step? The credit card?
No, let me create your account. Do you have a business email where I could send you a receipt and everything in writing?
Well, I use my email. It's TJW.
Okay.
2806.
2806.
At yahoo.com. TJW2806 at yahoo.com.
Got it. Okay. And this phone number we're on, Tom, it's the best phone number for your customers to reach you?
Correct. I have it on me 24/7.
Okay. I'm assuming Tom is short for Thomas. I'll always call you Tom.
But John is short for Johnny, right?
Jonathan, yeah, but I go by
Jonathan.
John.
Not Johnny?
Nah. Only the ladies call me Johnny.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hey. All right, so, and then that postcard, what's the address that I send it to?
P.O. Box.
Okay.
351.
Oh, okay, it won't take the P.O. Box. You don't have a mailing address?
That's where I get every bill in the world is at the P.O. box I'm giving you. I do.
Okay.
In the little town I live in, they do not deliver to the physical address. You got a P.O. box.
That's fine. What we do is we put your address down and we'll hide it so people aren't showing up to your house or anything, and they'll send the postcard there and it'll automatically forward to your P.O. box number.
Yeah. I don't want everybody. I mean, a lot of people know where I live locally, but I don't need every Tom, Dick, and Harry coming by the house.
Nah, we hide it. You're going to the trees. The trees aren't coming to you, you know? We don't need to have it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's just for us to send
this
postcard through.
Hey, we live in a famous neighborhood. Even Tucker Carlson lives with us.
He do. He's my neighbor.
That's crazy.
Literally.
Yeah,
we communicate with AR.
Well, it's true.
We communicate with AR-15s. That's how we... You know,
it's your bird call.
Oh, dude, seriously.
I know. Hey, I hate it over here.
Yeah.
You know, Tucker Carlson was born over in California, actually.
California.
So he probably hates it over here too. It's California over here. It's disgusting.
Where in California are you?
We're in Orange County in Newport Beach. They called us the Orange Curtain during Donald Trump's election because we're like the most. Yeah, Orange County, California. You never heard of it?
I'll tell you what, I'll swap you my cabin on the lake in the mountains with the mountain view and a sunset every night for you for a week, and I'll take you up place for a week just so I can go out there and stay somewhere.
Seriously, fair enough.
I'm right on the beach. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and I am too. I pretty much
he is too.
Very private.
He's got a dream spot on the water, man, that people work a month for, work all year to spend a month there.
Yeah.
No, in the winter, that pond turns into hundreds and hundreds of snowmobiles and ice fishing.
I know. That sounds amazing. I actually love the mountains because even though I live on the beach, we have these huge mountains right behind us. So we're like tucked between the mountains and the ocean. It's actually really nice. So you can surf in the morning.
I'm serious about the trade.
And
no, he is. Seriously.
If you drive 2 hours
in. Just a certain
hit. And if you drive, you love it.
I bet I would. I'm actually about to take my family to Hawaii, though, from the 21st to September 1st. So I'm going to be out of town for the last 2 weeks of this month.
Oh, yeah. Good for you, man. Take them on vacation.
Well, I just got married, actually, in August 28th of last year. So it's my
1 year
anniversary. Yeah. It's a good thing, but
definitely
it's crazy.
Definitely go on vacation with them. That keeps divorce away.
Oh, yeah. No, she's
yeah,
happy.
I mentioned that way.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Had to tame the beast.
Family.
There's a lot of women out here.
you know what? Yeah, I bet they're in California. I can imagine, man.
Yeah, you're just rubbernecking everywhere you go, so I had to stop that.
No. It ain't like that in the state of Maine, man. There's a lot of them. This is where they invented the toothbrush. Some of them have no teeth up here.
He's originally from Massachusetts. I can tell the way.
I'm originally from New York City, man.
I can tell. That's what it is. Yeah, you're a straight shooter.
No, I don't know.
I love that though. Yeah, I like working with guys on the East Coast.
Yeah, you know, we have fun. What we do for a living, I mean, I'm 62. I don't need to be out here, but I love what we do. I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of good equipment. Everything's pretty much new. And, the bills are still due. So, yeah, I would like to travel.
You know, it's crazy. We have a tree company out here. It's family owned and operated. My dad runs it. He's 61, my dad. So that'll give you an idea.
Yeah,
I'm 32. My dad's 61.
Yeah,
he still runs it though. He's one of those guys like body in motion stays in motion. So he likes working.
I get out of bed, man. When we got a 4 foot tall Bluetooth speaker, and the first thing I hear in the morning is Motley Crue, "Kickstart My Heart," and I got no more. And then it might switch to like Dwight Yoakam, guitars and Cadillacs, and then shoot the George Strait or something. That's all over the place. But
yeah.
So,
my parents were horrible. They used to listen to Rod Stewart all the time.
I remember Rod Stewart.
I see Rod Stewart in concert, man. I gotta tell you what.
That's all my mom and dad had playing growing up. I was like, man. Just on repeat. My mom used to sing Forever Young to us and dance around the house, Hot Legs, you know. I just remember
there
that.
You go.
Yeah.
I remember that tune.
Yeah. It was a good time.
That's why I got this.
All right. What's the street address I could send this to, Tom?
All right. So the street address, you know, Tom Watson, Watson. The street address is 222. Route 120. Which is also Route 120, which in parentheses right next to it, Roxbury Road. Roxbury.
Road.
And the town is
Roxbury
Road.
Okay.
And the town is Andover. Andover.
I got that.
Andover, Maine.
Is it? I don't know why the Roxbury part of it's not coming up here on Google.
All right, and then try Roxbury Pond Road, but it's absolutely, that's my address, 222 Route 120.
Very Pond.
So we just got a loan last week on a big truck.
Oh, yeah, I found it. It just comes up as 222 Roxbury Pond Road.
Okay, Roxbury Pond Road. Good, because you go down the road a little further, and there's a beautiful pond. And that's the pond this guy rented his cabin on.
Yeah, that sounds like...
Hey, we're not kidding, man. I like to meet who I'm talking to.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful out here. I don't have like a property that I rent out. I just got my house, but it's beautiful.
Like
well, don't you got a deck to stay? Don't you have a deck? You got to live somewhere. You don't rent it out or do a switch? We'll do a switch with you.
We go over there. I got to stack up some more vacation time over the next couple months, but maybe like February. Well, you're going skiing in February. I was gonna say like 6 months from now we could do that, but you guys would be on those snowmobiles.
Yeah, snowmobiles are awesome. You ever been snowmobiling? You Google ski-doo snowmobiles?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a.
That's
trip,
what I was
man.
Trying to
we
tell
got...
you. We got the mountains out here. We have a lake kind of similar to what you guys are talking about. I'm thinking of if you Google it, it's called Lake Gregory. My grandfather used to live up there, and I would go up there. That's how I learned how to fish in that lake. I learned how to snowboard and ski. Big Bear is huge up
there.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, so that's what I was telling you is, like, the beautiful thing about here is, like, you can ride a surfboard at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, hop in your truck, and drive up the mountains 2 hours, and then go snowboarding all in the same day.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it.
Yeah, it's cool. I've actually done that twice in my life where I – woke up real early, went surfing, threw a board in the back of the truck, already had my snowboard in there, and I went and drove up there with some buddies, and we started drinking and going down the slopes.
there you go. You only live once, man. Next week's not guaranteed. Enjoy your life.
Oh yeah, I've been thinking like that for a while. My mom actually passed in 2010 from cancer. She had malignant melanoma.
Mine too. Mine too. God damn it.
Yeah, she was.
And then my brother also.
That's best of her. Yeah, but my dad's still kicking, and he's running the tree company, and we just kind of look out for each other. And I got two sisters that we kind of watch out for too. So.
Hey, what's the name of his tree business?
It's called By Grace. By Grace. Yeah.
Wow, I know a guy that's got that on his license plate. I know,
yeah.
There's a preacher around here that has that on his license plate.
Yeah, it's Christian-based, actually. It's Christian-based.
You know that dude?
There's a company, or a church out here called Calvary Chapel, and they have this Pastor Chuck who speaks on the radio all over the country every morning.
No, you like this other guy.
What's Chuck's last name?
Chuck Smith.
Oh, Chuck Smith.
No, I haven't heard from him. I'm a pretty devout Christian myself.
This guy's a retired Hell's Angel turned Christian.
Ah, my grandfather was in the Hell's Angels.
If I told you half the shit I did, you wouldn't even be here.
Yeah, my grandfather was in the Hell's Angels, actually.
That's awesome.
Long time ago. You know what's crazy? What he did before he got into the biker gang scene is he was the chauffeur for President Eisenhower.
Wow.
He was in the Secret Service. So he went from the Secret Service to the Hell's Angels. What a life.
Good.
a lot of very influential people that were in situations like that go to the Hell's Angels a lot. There's a lot of them in there more than you think. They're not just a bunch of bikers.
Nah,
well,
good people.
No.
Well, he was
a bad
man,
but then he was born again, you know, and then the whole time I knew him, you know, he passed away in 2018, but the whole time I knew him, it was just church and God, and that's it. He was all prayed up for my whole life. So I learned all this stuff later. I saw his White House pass just fishing by the lake, having stories and stuff, and he started showing me all these things. You know, that was my best friend growing up, though. But, yeah, he was in the Hell's Angels, so he went from Secret Service to – he was in a biker gang for years, and that's how he met my grandmother. She was the same way. They used to ride bikes all the time, and then she passed like when I was like 1 year old, and so it was just my grandpa, and he had all these stories. But they used to call him the Big Bad Wolf. He had only one tattoo, and it was that Big Bad Wolf cartoon, and he had it tattooed right on the top of his forearm, the only tattoo that he had. he said he picked that name up in the service, and then it just stuck with him. So he was the big bad wolf, and he died a devout Christian and good man, but I'm sure he has some crazy things that he was spent the second half of his life repenting for, you know.
Yeah, but
you know, life's a journey.
Yeah,
and hopefully we get better at it.
Yeah, he'll say God
that's
will forgive
the best
you,
way I
you
can
know?
Say it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, so he was a good guy though. But I love the Hell's Angels. You know, I grew up around a lot of biker gangs. My parents used to do some crazy stuff though, so we had the bad side of it sometimes too. These guys are showing up to get the wrong stuff, if you know what I mean, selling the wrong thing. But that was a crazy childhood that I had growing up. But I used to grow up loving the bikes. They'd let me sit on the bikes, and that was just a highlight of my childhood. But you got to take the bike out to PCH in California. It's the best ride of your life. And you can go up and down that Highway 1 right along the ocean, and you can just drive it for days if you want.
I'm a old Harley rider from all over. Take my word. I love riding.
Yeah.
I'm up here right now on my Harley just going to camp, just spend the day and night, a couple of days up here, and I'm going to run back home and whatever. But I'm a lot older. I'm a lot older, though. I was born in 1956. I have children your age. But I also want to enclose that I'm from Massachusetts originally, and I was tied with some Hell's Angels down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that doesn't mean they're all bad.
No, not at all.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain that.
No, they're not. I think that's with people in general that my mom used to teach me, you know. I think every man, you know, it's like me. Like, I'm generally a nice person. You see me on the street, I'm a nice person. But I'm also 6'2", 220, and if anybody tried to, like, touch one of my kids, I beat the living snot out of you. You know
what I mean? Yeah, that sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we all got a little bit of that in us, and that's for a reason. I used to tell my grandpa all the time, he goes, man, you remind me of my younger self. You're so aggressive. I used to play football all the time, you know. And you make your grandpa proud. Yeah, and he used to tell me, he goes, man, you got to be careful. You're going to really hurt somebody one of these days. And I go, well, you know, I think that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm like, doesn't God have soldiers? Who's going to beat those demons?
That's right. Amen, brother. Amen.
He shakes his head and he goes, yeah, you're just like me, man.
The apple don't fall far from the tree usually.
Yeah, like I still beat the crap out of somebody, but in God's name. I'll erase
the beast.
Somebody's
got to do it.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it, you know? So, yeah, that's funny. I like you guys, man. This is cool. I enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, we just, you know, I answered the phone because I thought it was somebody. I was talking to a couple of corporate tree guys that work for a tree company here. Mm-hmm. That there's a dirt road next to my house, and they're going to start trimming it. And I was down in that road because I heard them, and I didn't want to make sure. I want to make sure they don't open it up very much to lose my privacy. Then my phone rang. It was a 207 area code, and I said, "Oh, I got some tree work here."
Yeah.
And it was these guys from California faking me out using an area code.
Yeah, well, they
call.
Hey, we're going to bring you a ton of work. Okay, it is tree work.
No, well, that's you might, but that's what happened. That's how this call came in.
Yeah.
I answered it because I thought it was open.
He's trying to say how he justified answering it because he
that's how I answered.
Yeah.
If
you're
in area
code
from California,
I would have said, who the fuck is this? I would have said, who the fuck is this? That's what I would have done.
Being honest about it. Yep.
Yeah, no, Google has us call you over the voiceover internet system. So they actually record our calls, gentlemen, by the way. It's all good. Yeah, they know who I am already.
I'll change the subject, man. I still got scars on my back from jumping off the cliffs at Torrey Pines in California. By La Jolla.
Yeah.
Torrey Pines.
That's like San Diego. That's not far from here, though. Yeah. That's about 30 minutes south of where we are.
That's where I was, man. And my fellow was in a Pearl Harbor survivor reunion. He was out there, and I left Lubbock, Texas, and met him out there, and I didn't time the tide right and flew me back into the rocks.
Oh, geez.
I'll never forget
that. Yeah, I had that happen to me at Huntington Beach. I got smacked into the pier like that when I was a kid. It was horrible.
Yeah, I almost screamed up for help, but I didn't want to when I didn't anyway.
Yeah, so, I know how that is. You're right next to Pendleton down there, though. That's where all the military guys are. My brother enlisted over there. I got an older brother who's in the service.
God bless America, man. I just got this new truck, and on the back of it, one whole door is going to be the American flag like it's in motion.
That's a nice.
We took the bed off that. You want to see the size of the log?
That's what you guys need to do is come out here on 4th of July next year. You know, it'd be the most patriotic thing you've ever seen in your life is beach.
I'm single, man. I'll go anywhere.
4th of July. Yeah, that's a bucket list thing right there. Nobody does 4th of July like we do it out here in Orange County. Let me tell you.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, we chase them out.
I'll throw you an invitation to watch the 4th of July on the lake that I have a place on because we live with a bunch of cowboys and yahoos. And
they don't got fireworks. They got guns and flares.
You laugh. They might even have some dynamite. I'm just telling you.
It's a good time.
So, it's definitely, I wouldn't miss it. I used to go to the city with the kids and stuff when they were younger. Now they're all, I don't know, 28, 30,
34. You want a burger?
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to go out there and then I'd have to walk in the line and get to the cars and drive out. Now I just go to camp and I sit there and everybody blows thousands of dollars. It's just crazy. But it's really nice. It's just that.
That's all you hear out here. They'll just be blaring Fortunate Son. Just be blaring that. And then everybody's riding bikes and drinking beers and the beach. And you got people in their swimsuits.
Coming to me.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great time. It's just a big party on the beach with all the people and American flags everywhere. And then at nighttime, then they just launch all the fireworks over the ocean. Scare all the fish away.
Hey, so what do we, I don't mean to change the subject back to business, but 222 Rush, Andover, Maine, the zip is 04216.
I got it. Yeah, no, we're good. And then I need a, do you have a logo for your business?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to shoot you two text messages. I want you to, one's my number, so you can call me directly anytime you need. But I'm going to send you this email address here. If you can send, are you tech savvy enough to send a logo over to an email? All right.
Yeah. There's nothing else, I'll text it to the phone number.
He's proud of his logo, too.
Yeah, and I got mountains above my name. It's kind of close in the mountain. What's that?
I was like, you got an American flag in there?
You know what? He's supposed, well, we just got this new bucket truck, and he's supposed to put it on the sides, and he didn't, but it's on the tailgate, and it's on the hood.
Yeah, you can take a picture of that. Send that in, too. It helps people identify you when you show up to their house. They'll be like, oh, that's the truck I saw when I found them on Google, you know? And then you show up there.
This thing looks awesome. It's white, so if you look at a maple tree in a calendar of Vermont or something, you see the maple leaves.
You could stand up on a ladder and take a picture down at your truck, and that would be
impressive. Yeah, Vermont's known for those beautiful trees, man. I was born in October, so I always told myself, you know, October comes around, I need to get out there and see all that green, orange, and yellow.
Are you from Vermont?
No, I haven't been to Vermont. No. I've been to the East Coast a lot, but I've never even been to Vermont at all.
I have a brother that lives in Vermont. I was going to ask you what part of Vermont you were talking about, but running my mouth.
No, but that's known all over the country. That's like a staple of Vermont. Everybody knows that they got those beautiful colored trees, like the stuff you see in movies. They, red, orange, yellow, green. It's beautiful.
I'm sorry, my other. Oh, I got an elderly neighbor.
Got a neighbor coming over with a four wheel. We're not going to get that. That's the kind of country we live in. Oh, he's making way for this guy. Hey, he's making way for this guy, I think.
So, hey, John, so you need pictures of the truck. You need pictures of a logo.
Yep. Send those in. I sent you the email. You don't got to do it all at once. Just try to get it done, you know, as quickly as you can. And hopefully by this time next week, we got them all in. And I'll have
the
website done.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's telling these old guys I'm on the phone. I just want to finish with
okay, I'll try to wrap this up quick. What's a good time that I could circle back with you tomorrow for a client interview?
For what? So we got a 3-hour time difference between you and California?
Yeah. So it's 11:52 here right now.
So call me first thing in the morning. I mean, what's the area code I'm going to see?
It's going to be the same number, so it's going to come up as a local number. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to label the call now as John from California, Google. So
yep.
I'll see that come up and I'll answer it. Yeah, I got a bunch of running around to do tomorrow. I'll be in the pickup, bouncing everywhere, so I look forward to the call.
Okay, I'm going to schedule it between 10 and 11 Eastern Standard, and then I'll text you at 9 just to remind you,
yeah,
okay?
Yep, sounds good, man. I look forward to it. $300.
All right.
I like this Red Oak guy bugs me because he works too cheap.
I love to come up ahead of him. Well, we just need to get your name in the conversation. The only reason he's getting them isn't just because he's cheap. You know, people want quality, but you just got to be there. You know, they don't know you exist right now. You're getting recommended to those guys from your own porch, you know?
Yeah, that's another, like the guys that will do the Googling are not the locals. The guys that do the Googling are we have a ski area just south of me in the town of Bethel called Sunday River. That's where I got a bunch of work there too. I got one friend that manages 500 hot tubs, and every time he gets a tree call, I get a call.
Yeah.
But this Red Oak guy, he's like you got a pebble in your boot, it just bugs you. Because he works about that. So, yeah, give me a call in the morning, man. I look forward to it. I do. I want to broaden the horizon.
All we got to do, though, Tom, before I let you go, I got to secure your first month's payment and get you your receipt and everything. So that was the spot.
All right. Okay. Yeah, hang on. Let me go to the truck, get my wallet out of the pickup.
All right.
Shit. So what, $299?
Yeah, it's going to be $299 exactly. I'm going to send you the receipt and everything in writing.
Mr. Gibbs, how are you, sir?
Oh, yeah.
I can't focus. Well, in the other truck. All right, hang on.
No worries.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I love what I'm doing, man. It's fun, and it makes money, you know?
Tree services are awesome. I grew up doing that. Like I said, my dad has a tree service, so he used to get up there and cut, and my job was to just clean everything up at the bottom, you know? It's crazy. They got these palm trees that are like 50, 60 feet in the air, and my dad will go up those things.
I never climbed a palm tree. I got a card. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
It's an Oxford Federal Credit Union Visa.
Okay.
And the number is 4252-5610.
Okay.
0990.
All right.
7310. Expiration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Expiration September 23. You need the code on the back?
Yeah.
It's 517.
All right. I'm going to send you the receipt. Now, the payment, it's just going $299 for the platinum bundle, okay? So you're getting that the same package that they have, but I reduced your fee. So they're paying $499, you're paying $299. Now, it's going to process today.
Why would you do that? You don't even know me.
I do know you a lot better than most of my clients, let me tell you, because...
I'm an Italian guy from New York City, man. That got tired of the bullshit, came up to the mountains. You know, it's
yeah,
beautiful.
I don't know if it's the New York in you or what, but you guys got me talking. Most of the people I work with, we don't even talk personally. It's just business.
You say that to everybody? You're just kidding me.
No, I'm very serious. I don't know if it's just the New York in you or what, where you kind of started the call like, hey, man, cut the crap. What is it?
I hate to say that, but trust me.
And I'm like, oh, a real human.
It's not like you like me or nothing. It's dollar bills. I get it.
No, it's just, I mean, I'm kind of old school in my thinking, too, even though I'm only 32. You know, I was raised, like I said, my grandfather was a biker, and my dad is a good old boy, you know, so it's...
How's it going, Skip?
Just more relatable, that's all. And the thing is, I got to work with you moving forward, so I'd rather have somebody that I could talk to and, you know, shoot the stuff with if I'm going to be working with you for a time, you know. Sometimes I work with these guys for years. I have some clients I've worked with for 8 years now already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'd rather
have a beer with you one of these days. I'd like to make some money from this shit and buy you a steak in California, man. I mean, we travel in the winter. That's what I'm saying. I'm not kidding. Me and this dude have just pulled in
California
on a snowmobile.
California's the best in the winter. Yeah. We'll be in touch. Like I said, you're going to see. I'm going to be touching base with you every month, you know, following up, make sure everything's going
well.
I'll
look forward to it. All right.
Yeah.
So I want to sign off now, though, but you're going to call me in the morning?
Yeah, we're going to call you in the morning. I'm going to send you the receipt and everything in writing, but I just wanted to let you know, like, this thing is set up to auto-bill every month on the second day. It's going to stay $299.
Whoa. Wait a second. Now you just said it's auto-bill. You said before mm-hmm. it's month to month. So this is, all right, slow down a minute.
That's why I'm stopping you, exactly. You're about to hang up on me.
No. Now you say you never brought up auto bill until right now.
Yeah, it's month to month, so you're going 1 month at a time. You're not binded to a contract, but I'm not manually running your card every month. I just put your card into a system where I can't even see the numbers anymore. It just says Visa ending in 310.
John, slow down. So this thing will continuously bill my card every month?
Yeah, month to month for as long as you're using the service.
For as long as I'm using a service, okay. But if I decide that, I understand. I'm not looking for a freebie every month. My question to you is, if I decide to call you guys and, I mean, if we're getting results, I'm good with $300 a month.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right, and we know that. We're going to try and make sure that you're consistently, willingly coming back. But if you're ever unhappy, you could discontinue at any time. There's no cancellation fee, penalty, or any funny business. We don't have anybody up there that doesn't want to be up there, you know? So
I mean,
me.
I learned long ago is all I could do is cancel the card and go get another card with another number.
Well, that too, but you don't have to do that. I mean, you could call me and you could say, hey, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to, you know what I mean? I'm not going to throw a hissy fit or something, you know, and just start giving you a bunch of lip. It's just, you know, we have to disclose that to you. I'm not going to sign you up and then have you not know and then it bill you again next month on the second. You know, then you're going to really want to fly to California.
As long as I'm getting results, I'm okay with it. I mean, I get a lead, I follow it.
Yeah, we know that. That's why we do everything month to month. We know what we're doing. We know Google works, though, too. It's been the most profitable way to market a business for the last 15 years, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't mean to sign off, but that's the name of the game.
Right.
The name of the game, making money.
Look out for that receipt. I'm going to send you everything in writing. You got to sign off on that, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay?
All right, John. 10 a.m. on my time, I'll be looking for the call.
All right. I'm looking forward to working with you. Have a good day, okay?
You too, man. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
What's brand new?